Track 8, and we now come to letters to the editor. There are two letters this week. The second letter is from Jeremy Hall from Crockerwell. It's a very long letter. It is about national and global politics, which can be read extensively in the national press, so we have decided not to read it. Let's get children reading. Summer has arrived in a big way, and here at the Royal National Institute for the Blind, we're delighted to say it's time to launch our fantastic library events for children as part of this year's Summer Reading Challenge. Developed by the Reading Agency, the annual Summer Reading Challenge encourages children aged 4 to 11 to sign up at their local library or online at summerreadingchallenge.org.uk. They'll set a reading goal and collect rewards for their reading, including a certificate when they reach their challenge goal. The theme of this year's challenge is Story Garden, Adventure in Nature and the Great Outdoors, brought to life with artwork by award-winning illustrator Dapo Adeola. RNIB is partnering with the Reading Agency to encourage local libraries to run events which will get children making and thinking creatively about stories and books. The aim is to encourage more children with vision impairment to join the Summer Reading Challenge and to help sighted children develop an understanding of sight loss. Activities include writing a nature-inspired story, creating a piece of art based on natural objects, or running a sensory treasure hunt or story walk. To complete the Summer Reading Challenge, children can read any books they like, including from the RNIB's library at www.rnlilibrary.com, in whichever accessible format they prefer, and these will count towards their Summer Reading Challenge. Additionally, RNIB has created a special guide for library staff to ensure events are as inclusive as possible. For more information about the books available from RNIB and to find titles in accessible formats, visit www.rnilibrary.com. And this was from Lara Marshall via email. And that's it for the letters this week.